ASL's top story. The Dow Jones hit its highest close in history today, closing at 37,090. KSL News Radio's Claire Scott has details.
This is the first time the Dow has surpassed 37,000. The previous high was reached nearly 2 years ago at 36,799. This record follows the Federal Reserve's decision to keep interest rates steady and the announcement that they plan to make 3 rate cuts next year.
DMBA certified financial planner Jerrica Espinoza is joining me live on the KSL Newsline. Jerrica, thanks for being with me. And what does this mean for the economy, this new high?
Yes, no, thanks for having me. I think everyone is extremely hopeful. I think we're seeing some of the hope that we've been hoping to see for a long time. Things are starting to stabilize and the Fed is actually doing what it predicted they would do.
So how does this change the advice that you now give to investors?
Honestly, it doesn't change a whole lot. Even when 2022, when there was a terrible market year, we kept telling people to stay the course, stay on. And we always tell people to make sure that they are appropriately invested and diversified for their age and their time horizon. So if anything, it's just an easier pitch to help people say, stay the course. The history does what it does.
Yeah. For those people who are nearing retirement, is this a good time for them to maybe pull their money out of the stock market?
We usually wouldn't recommend that just because at retirement, it's just some people view retirement as the end point, but really it's the beginning of their next stage of life. And hopefully they've got 20 or 30 years. And so we do encourage people to stay invested appropriately, not extremely aggressive, because you want to be riding a little bit less of an aggressive roller coaster in retirement. But yeah, you do still want to have a little bit of your portfolio, have some exposure to market, obviously bearing your personal situation.
Yeah, the big part of today's news wasn't just that they're going to hold the interest rate steady, but that we could see the interest rates to start coming down in the next year. So what kind of advice do you give to those folks who are planning to buy anytime soon?
We've had so many conversations about the housing market specifically. And I mean, the best time to buy a house is when you're ready to buy a house. But people use a recency bias and they say, okay, well, it's going to be so high and it's never going to go back down again. But that's just not the case. Market cycles, there's economic cycles. And we just tell people to keep saving and make sure they can get into a place when it's affordable. And yeah, potentially 3 rate cuts. So it could be looking even more affordable on the horizon.
All right, Jerrica, thank you so much for being with me today.
Yes, no problem. Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is DMBA certified financial planner Jerrica Espinoza.